battling the disease ever since. She was very public with her struggle with cancer in the last months of her life. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful afternoon. It's cool, the sky is clear, a gentle breeze blowing, and of course, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So, rather than my talking, let's let Joel bring us up to date on what's really going on in the world today. The news behind the news, the story behind the story. Go right ahead, Joel.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you in the World Affairs Brief, which comes out tomorrow. I'm going to be discussing a long litany of the backtracking and outright backpedaling of Obama over his record of change. In fact, there has been no change except for the worst. I've lost count of how many times Barack Obama has claimed he was going to change the way Washington does business, how he's going to cut off the role of big corporate lobbyists, stop the government use of secrecy to cover for illegal actions, make government more accountable and transparent, stop corruption and cronyism. But, you know, the record indicates that all these are part of the big lie, a concerted effort to deceive his own followers and the nation. Only the establishment media is silent about this growing dichotomy. None of the White House press corps dares question Obama in public about his backtracking. And the Republican opposition, you know, who backed these same evil practices when they were in power have taken notice, but not as much as principled liberals who feel betrayed by his promises of change. You know, in addition to the new regulations that only pretend to solve the financial corruption between government and Wall Street and the draconian new health care reform packages, you know, these are all bad enough. And we're getting, you know, as they progress toward their legislative goals, those are going to be big ones that we'll focus on. But it's the continuance of government secrecy, spying, indefinite detention without charge, and cronyism that, in my opinion, is the greatest danger to our liberties. And, perhaps no one has documented this more than Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com. He starts out quoting Barack Obama. He says, "My administration is committed to creating an unprecedented level of government openness." He says, "Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency. A democracy requires accountability," Obama waxes eloquent and says. "Accountability requires transparency." You know, you remember these things, Dr. Stan, how everybody just cheered. You know, they were waiting for someone to blow the whistle on all of the secrecy of the Bush administration. And people felt this great sense of release. Greenwald asks, "Has Obama fulfilled these pledges and lived up to those commitments, even remotely? Just examine the facts and judge for yourself," he says. And then he begins a long litany of quoting from establishment. I mean, news sources, New York Times, Huffington Post, Washington Post, all of these sources. And as you know, and as I've discussed in the World Affairs Brief, this isn't even half the picture that the establishment media points out. And yet it's devastating. I mean, he quotes the New York Times talking about Mohammed versus Jepson, where a lawyer for the Obama administration seemed to surprise a panel of federal judges by pressing ahead with the argument that Bush administration used preserving state secrets, to keep Mohammed from suing Jepson, which was the subsidiary of Boeing. As a pilot, Jepson puts out all of the charts, and they put out a lot of aviation-type material. But they also are a subcontractor for the secret rendition policy. They run the planning and the airlines and the drops. They know where all of the secret bases are, where these airplanes are going, and they were sued, for having illegally taken someone's rights and shipped him off to be tortured. And the Obama administration, just like the Bush administration before, says we have to preserve state secrets, and so we ask that the case be dismissed. The Obama administration sided with George W. Bush in also trying to kill a lawsuit that seeks to recover what could be millions of missing White House emails. The Obama administration lost its argument that a potential threat to national security should stop a lawsuit challenging the government's, more or less wiretapping environment. But they were giving the same argument as the Bush administration, claiming that national security would be compromised if a lawsuit brought forth by the Oregon chapter of the charity Al-Haramain Islamic Foundation was allowed to succeed. And then the Obama administration embraced the argument that the state secrets privilege would shut down litigation against the National Security Agency for its warrantless surveillance program. I mean, what's different there, Dr. Stan, than any other thing done by the Bush administration? I can't see a single difference. Can you?
No. In fact, what really infuriates me is the fact that Obama has all these pictures that are so inflammatory. He says it would risk the lives of our soldiers over there in the Near East if we were to release these pictures showing American personnel, armed forces personnel, torturing, Iraqis. But, of course, instead of saying, and I am going to, Chris, to bring these people before justice, and I'm going to find out who allowed this and who covered this up, and these people are going to go to prison, he says, no, I'm just going to hide the prisoners. I'm going to hide the pictures because it would endanger the lives of Americans. Well, even by making that statement, he's infuriating the Muslim world and showing a total hypocrisy. He knows what he should do. He should go after the people who committed these atrocities, and he steadfastly refuses to do it.
Absolutely true. This is the case, of course, of the latest pictures that were supposed to, of Abu Ghraib and others, and they showed actual rape occurring and sodomy occurring. I mean, this would bring the level of abuse to a whole different level in the eyes of the American people. And Obama is protecting, not the American troops. He's protecting the criminal troops who did these types of things, and of course the higher ups who were responsible for opening up the way to these things. Of course, Obama always tries to find some excuse to justify these, but it doesn't hold water. Even in their quest to keep these photos from coming forth, Obama administration got together with Graham and Lieberman, the two senators who supported the White House measure attached to a Senate funding bill. It would put beyond the reach of FOIA, that's the Freedom of Information Act, any photographs taken between the dates of September 11, 2001 and January 22, 2009. They've also, lobbied not only the CIA but the judges involved with the CIA program about the destruction of 92 videotapes, that this was sensitive operational information and that should not be allowed to proceed the cases against the CIA for destroying evidence. The Obama administration has also decided to keep secret the locations of 4 dozen coal ash storage sites that pose a threat to people living in the neighborhood. Now, so much for their commitment to the environment. Defense officials are debating whether or not to ignore an earlier promise and squelch the release of an investigation of U.S. airstrike last month, which they promised to investigate that killed so many civilians. You remember that? and they're going to suppress it. So there's also the firing, of course, of Inspector General Gerald Walpin, who was, of course, investigating AmeriCorps irregularities, which is one of the favorite charities involved with the Obamas and wife Michelle. Senator McCaskill, an Obama ally, said that the president's stated reason for the termination of Walpin, quote, loss of confidence, was totally insufficient. I covered more on that later on in the brief where I talked about the fact that Walpin was at a meeting of the AmeriCorps board and said, I found gross irregularities and you've not remedied these. I'm going to go public with these findings. And the next day he was fired. Clearly they were attempting to silence him.
Well, of course, this just gives hypocrisy a bad name. Now, I certainly don't defend George Bush. He was just as hypocritical. But Obama came in promising to be honest and... Well, of course, George Bush claimed he was a Christian, and look what he did to Christianity in America. He destroyed it, and Obama is doing exactly the same.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary dietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest is Joel Skousen, and we're simply talking about the difference between what President Obama said when he was a candidate and what he has done since he's been in the presidency. And he's talked about change, but the change he's brought has not been a change for the better. He has not certainly addressed any of the very real hypocritical, dangerous, and treasonous actions taken by the Bush administration. He has simply perpetuated them and doing even some things that are worse. So you go right ahead.
Well, let's pick up next, the spying issue, because to me this is a very, very important issue. Greenwald takes it up as well in his criticism. He says, ever since the New York Times revealed in December 2005 that the Bush administration had spent the last 4 years illegally spying on Americans without warrants, there have been, now remember that goes back then to 2001, so this has been going on all this decade. There have been numerous additional revelations of various types of massive illegal government spying, each one incrementally larger. Now, I have also always maintained, Dr. Stan, and I'm sure we've talked about this on your radio programs before, that the government gathers all communications and is building and keeping lists on potentially danger or future danger from ideological people on both the left and the right, including us. Greenwald notes as well how Congress fails to enforce the Constitution on this issue. He says Congress never does anything about these revelations other than enact new laws that increase the government's spying power still further and gut the few remaining oversight mechanisms while immunizing lawbreakers. Isn't that incredible? They used the crisis to say the government's done something illegally to justify legislation to make it legal and to add additional powers to make sure government doesn't get into trouble. And then what do we find out? They do it all over again, and it reveal more problems. Well, every time new revelations, he says, of illegal government spying arise, the exact same pattern repeats itself. And this is a very interesting pattern Greenwald comes up with. Number one, euphemisms are invented to obscure its illegality. They call it overcollection, circumvented legal guidelines, overstepped its authority, improperly obtained. All euphemisms for outright illegal acts from which people should go to jail. Number two, assurances are issued that it was all strictly unintentional and caused by innocent procedural errors that are now being fixed. We've heard that before. Number three, the very same members of Congress who abdicated their oversight responsibilities and endlessly endorsed expanded surveillance powers in the face of warnings of inevitable abuse, Rockefeller, Feinstein, Kit Bond, Jane Harman, etc., righteously begin to denounce how troubled they are and vow to hold hearings and take steps to end the abuses, none of which ever materialized. I mean, isn't that describe it to a T? Number four, nobody's ever held accountable. Number five, Congress endorses new expanded domestic surveillance powers. And number six, new revelations of illegal government spying emerge and the process starts all over. Isn't that incredible?
Well, because this is really Project Echelon. We know it's been going on really, you know, for at least 20 years, maybe 30 years, and nobody ever talks about it. Have you noticed that Rush Limbaugh never talks about it or Sean Hannity? Anybody can go up on the Internet and look it up. There's all sorts of information up there, how they monitor literally not only every telephone call in the United States, but literally every telephone call in the world. But they can't let the American people know that because that would be a violation of the law.
That's right. And, you know, we've had now two presidential and three congressional elections since the New York Times found out that we were illegally spied on. And and they're still finding it, he says. They reported that in, actually admitted later on that they'd been sitting on the story even for a year because government had requested that they not reveal it. You know, these leaks are all intentional, Dr. Stan. I'm convinced. I mean, first of all, you don't have to subpoena a journalist's telephone records or take them before a court and demand who his sources are. The government monitors all journalists' telephones. They know who he's talking to. These are allowed leaks because the government is, in my opinion, metering out these leaks so that this becomes ho-hum after a while. We get so overwhelmed with so much illegal spying, but always in little increments. I mean, if the American public knew that clear back in right after World War II, that they had open access to AT&T telephone offices and could wiretap anybody that they wanted, and they never presented any warrants at all. If they knew that the Echelon spy system was, of course, capturing all electronic communications in the air, and there's no way for them to distinguish between domestic or foreign when you're capturing it with a satellite until you capture it. I mean, how smart do you have to be to pick up on that a satellite has no way to only look around the wall of the border of the country, and only because this stuff comes up, electromagnetic spectrum spreads in 360 degrees. I mean, you can't not capture it. You're taking in everything, and they've always done it that way. It's the same thing with the telephone capturing of emails. They funnel the entire email pipeline through government computers and sort and pick and choose what they want to listen to. So today the New York Times editorial page made the same point about the latest revelations of illegal surveillance. Last year, 239 members of Congress and 69 senators voted for an expansion of the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which protected, and this is back to this Times editorial, didn't come out today, but when it was written. And, you know, Greenwald says the FISA Act protected Americans from unwarranted government spying for 30 years. Actually, it did no such thing. It only provided cover for the illegal surveillance that was going on. In fact, they used the illegally trapped communications to create the warrants that they would take selectively before the FISA court to make sure that they had the evidence correct. But, you know, if the judge had ever asked, well, where did you get that warrant, you know, justification, they would have said by wiretapping, you know, by selectively, you know, tapping their communications. Well, you're coming to me for a warrant to surveil the communications when you've already done so? Now, that conversation never went on, Dr. Stan, but any good judge who wasn't controlled would have done that, or said that. Well, Bush, according to Greenwald, started violating the law shortly after 9/11, which then authorized the NSA to conduct domestic, when he authorized the NSA to conduct domestic wire tapping, and it was exposed in 2004. In 2008, of course, Congress expanded the FISA and gave the companies blanket immunity less than a day after the bill was introduced. We doubt if many lawmakers read the legislation. President Obama, interestingly enough, who was a senator at the time, voted for the expansion of FISA powers, even though he had passionately denounced illegal wiretapping for many months before. And this just sounds like Arlen Specter, who keeps denouncing things, and then he always votes for them. Many critics of the legislation, including Greenwald, said that the powers given to the government to eavesdrop were too broad, that the limits placed upon them were too vague, and that the remedies for error and deliberations were too weak. All too true.
I agree with you, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand we've been lied to repeatedly. They're monitoring our emails, they're monitoring our faxes. I bet they're even listening to our radio programs. We'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest this afternoon, Joel Skousen. But, Joel, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it?
Yes, the World Affairs Brief is my subscription-based newsletter. It comes out every Friday, my news analysis service, where I try to put back into the news the things that the media selectively leaves out. Not all of the media, but, you know, all of the establishment media. There's a great deal of truth on the Internet, but it needs to be sorted and it needs to be analyzed because a lot of it's disinformation as well, and they have to sort. I mean, you as well as I get dozens of emails claiming all kinds of bizarre things, and when you check into them, you find out that they are, you know, just not true. And there are things sometimes we want to hear and want to believe because the substance is true, but oftentimes the source is bogus and a forged source, and they do that on purpose so that they discredit the truth when the forgery becomes revealed. And so that's the type of thing I really like to concentrate on the World Affairs Brief. People can get a free sample copy if they'd like to know how to subscribe by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, then go directly to the website, and it reminds them how to get a free sample issue at www.worldaffairsbrief.com.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, you know, the public takes its cues from the media, and unless the media makes a major issue out of something, the public simply doesn't pick up on it. And that's why televised news conferences at the White House are so controlled. My readers will remember my commenting on George Bush being so lame as to look down at his notes in order to find the name of the next approved journalist to call on. All questions are submitted to the White House in advance, and rarely does anything but a softball question get lobbed at the president. Evidence surfaced this week that the Obama White House press corps is just as controlled as the Bush corps. Kate Phillips, the New York Times, writing on the caucus blob, reports how those the news media claimed to be outraged, at least when Nico Pitney of the Huffington Post got called on. He was one of those reporters not even afforded a seat at the news conference, but was standing alongside the wall. And the Obama communications staff had selected Pitney as someone who could offer up a question solicited by the Iranians directly to pose to President Obama, you know, to make Obama look as if he was being directly responsive to the Iranian people. And Mr. Pitney is a blogger who monitors all of this Twitter conversation going on with the opposition in Iran and has got quite a following on the web. And so he was given a temporary press kit to pass, invited to the conference, and then Obama called out to Mr. Pitney and said, "I know there may be actual questions from people in Iran who are communicating through the Internet. Do you have any questions?" "That's right," Mr. Pitney answered along as he was standing. "I wanted to use this opportunity to ask you a question directly from an Iranian." And it was a softball question, and it allowed the Obama to play the role of the sympathetic listener. But as Ms. Leach said, this was not a spontaneous exchange. Although Mr. Pitney and the administration have asserted in intervening hours that neither knew the question to be posed, which means, in effect, that the president's response couldn't have been rehearsed, Mr. Pitney was alerted by the administration the night before. The problem is not just that Mr. Pitney, for one day, was afforded a cherished seat. And believe me, it's hard to get a White House press pass to one of these. They're very tightly controlled. You know, no one's diminishing his work that has drawn accolades on the net. Rather, the criticism was that he was cherry-picked with a called upon hours and hours beforehand and handed a status that no one among the so-called elite of the press receives on any given day. It's not about Mr. Pitney's work, she says, or for that matter, it's about how the administration finagled the position in which he became an actor for the president's agenda. And, you know, these are media whores, in my estimation, who allow themselves to be used in the presidential agenda. I, for example, would refuse if I had done some heroic act and the Bush or Obama administration had called me up and said, "We want you to be there at the State of the Union address so that you can be recognized," I would refuse. Why let someone use someone's heroism as an excuse to participate in that and call attention to themselves and join the bandwagon? You're being used in that regard. And, but reporters exactly aren't, you know, it was true that Pitney was cherry-picked, and other reporters can only be hoped to be called upon if they submit questions in advance and the White House approves of what their question is. So it isn't the White House says, "You've got to ask this question." They simply know if you embarrass the president, you know, you're not going to ever get approved to come to the White House press conferences again. So they ask softball questions. That's how they get the list of persons the presidents will call upon. No advance notice, but they're still vetted and controlled indirectly. And if the reporter, as I said, ever deviates much from the question he claims he's going to submit to the White House or has a follow-on question that embarrasses him, as certain reporters have done, they'll get their White House press pass revoked, or at a minimum, they won't be called upon ever again for a long time. Well, you know, cronyism is still alive under the Obama administration as well. Protecting your own support base and steering money or government contracts toward important contributors or organizations you have worked with prior to public office is considered corruption of public office, and Obama promised he would stop this practice, but it's another lie. ACORN, the leftist community organizing group, Obama and his wife, they were on the board of directors for a period of time, had been associated and were associated with this Chicago-based group. They've been given increased government contracts despite charges that improperly registered thousands of voters to advance the Democratic agenda. We find out that ACORN's now been given government contracts to provide manpower for the Census Bureau, gearing up for the next census at the turn of the decade, including using GPS coordinates to find. I mean, they're creating a database where every name is associated with a GPS coordinate of the front door. And what purpose is that except to provide SWAT teams with pre-advanced training ability to be able to go directly toward this front door even in the dead of night and not make a mistake? It's not that I'm interested so much in mistakes as the fact that they may be, targeting people who are not criminals and not terrorists strictly because they're on some painted list of people that are considered enemies of the state. Well, and the Obama administration, of course, fired, Mr. Walpin, who was investigating the regulators of AmeriCorps funding, as we talked about easily or earlier before. And so this is real true cronyism.
He was investigating the mayor of Sacramento, wasn't he, as well, a fellow who made
well,
off of the $1 million?
That was the issue. AmeriCorps had... received some $5.7 billion for the new the Serve America Act, and it was the Faint Hope scenario related to that AmeriCorps funding that was related to the mayor of Sacramento. And, and he was at the board meeting of AmeriCorps and said, I'm going to reopen this investigation and go public that something's really wrong with this. Immediately thereafter, he got fired the next day, and the Obama administration claimed that he was confused and disoriented at the board meeting. HotAir.com commented that Walton was anything but confused and disoriented, except that he may have forgot how things work now under the Chicago way.
Go right ahead.
Well, the mayor, Rick May of Sacramento, a former executive director of Saint Hope, suggested a member of the charter school board had deleted emails from certain people during the investigation, and that's why Walpin wanted to reopen it. And certainly it should be opened, and the Washington Times claims that this is a scandal that might have real legs. And my comment is not if the establishment media can bury it like they're trying to do.
Well, it's a tragic situation, but the things have changed. They've changed for the worse, if that was possible. Our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And if you don't go to World Affairs every morning and check on the news, why, you really don't know what's going on. You don't want to read the newspapers and listen to television, be misinformed. Go to World Affairs Brief and get the real information. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit Connecticut, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Joel Skousen, and Joel, you go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The, talking about ACORN and the census and taking GPS coordinates, it's clearly that the census is being used as part of the total information awareness system. And Michelle Bachman of Minnesota has had the courage to come out and say that when the census takers come around to her, she's only going to ask the constitutionally required information, which is how many persons and what age are living in the household. That's all that the census has traditionally done from the very first through the middle of the 20th century, and that's all she intends to do. And I think that most people, it can't be, the Census Bureau chief says, this is a violation of the law. But they never answer the question whether or not the law is constitutional. I mean, the Constitution requires that there be a census for the enumeration of of representatives and for the distribution of representatives among the several states. But it doesn't require that you tell how many, what race you are and what, where you work and whether or not you have internet service in the home and all kinds of other invasive things that the U.S. government is taking on each home. And now when you coordinate it not only with an address but a GPS location, this is providing a government with a massive database that needs to be resisted.
And this has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. This has to do with monitoring individuals. We are moving towards an authoritarian society which is going to regulate and control people from the cradle to the grave. And people who object, they have everything in place so they can simply pick them up, call them terrorists, call them whatever you will, hold them indefinitely. These people do not believe in the Constitution. They have a different agenda.
Absolutely, and I think it is time that people resist those types of forms, and it's important to fill out at least, you know, the numbers of people, the sex of the people, the age, the thing that has been traditionally given on census forms, but that's it. And then if one gets taken to task by the census, you can at least say, no, I filled out what was constitutionally required, and the rest is optional. Well, they say that's against the law. It says, well, I'm challenging the constitutionality of the law. Well, you know, the Obama administration wants its both way on other issues as well. You know, when the Bush administration was in power, one of the good things they did was to resist, at least initially, the climate change agenda of the EPA, or to impose that upon the EPA. And there have been thousands, of course, of legitimate scientists disputing the man-made global warming claims. We now find that one has even surfaced inside the EPA, left over from many prior administrations. His dissent is not being tolerated now that the Obama administration has told the EPA to side with the climate change lobby. A 38-year employee, Alan Carlin, a senior operations research analyst at the EPA's National Center for Environmental Economics, this is a true scientist, submitted his research on the agency's greenhouse gases endangerment findings and offered a fundamental critique on the EPA's approach to combating CO2 emissions. But officials refused to share his conclusions with an open internal discussion, claiming his research would have a, quote, very negative impact on our office. Well, that's a political decision. His study was barred from circulation within the EPA and was never disclosed to the public for political reasons. I mean, this is just business as usual in Washington, something that Obama continually claims is not happening, will not happen, and will cease, you know, with his administration. And it's just a big lie.
But I think the most important thing for our listeners to understand is the whole purpose behind this whole global warming scam and this effort to limit carbon emissions is an effort to destroy the manufacturing base of our country by driving the price of electricity up so high and using wind and solar power, which will be extremely expensive. They're going to drive the price of electricity up so high that they're going to drive the manufacturing, what little we say, still have in this country, to other countries where electricity is cheap, and it's cheap in other countries, and the other countries are not going to have to cap their carbon emissions. This is not going to apply to China, the greatest polluter in the world, or to India, probably the second greatest polluter in the world. It will apply here because these people hate America, just like President Obama's president, pardon me, minister, Reverend Wright. Reverend Wright used to say, God damn America, God damn America, and Obama sat there for 20 years, you know, obviously agreeing with his minister. Is that why he wants to destroy the manufacturing capacity of this nation? Go right ahead.
Well, in my opinion, it's not just a perverse desire to destroy. It's a perverse desire to control from a world government perspective. And I know you agree with that. You create a crisis by destroying it, but you offer salvation in the form of increased regulation and control from an international aspect. That's exactly what's happening with our economic debacle. Increasing controls, they are just draconian. And who are they letting, you know, govern the new regulatory mechanism over all the top banks? And they're going to continue to allow derivatives and swaps and credits with increased, you know, reserve limits, of course, but none of the details indicates that those reserves are anywhere near high enough to give safety, that they don't allow or they do not prohibit you know, the, using the extreme margin purchases for both stocks, shortings, and all of the other ills that caused this problem are still going to be allowed. But they're going to be controlled by a watchdog over strictly only the largest insider banks. And what this means is the fox is going to be controlling his own den of thieves. It won't be an independent. It'll only be one person to have to deal with. You only have to corrupt one individual now instead of a whole potpourri of different regulators, of which there are always one or two honest ones that will blow the whistle. Now under this new regulatory scheme, you only have to corrupt one.
Well, we're out of time, Joel, but we'll be talking to you again early in the morning. So thank you very much for being with us. Our guest has been Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Thanks so
much. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you really want to know the background of global warming, we've got two great DVDs. One is called The Emerging Science of Global Warming, put out by our good friend Michael Kaufman. The other is called Global Warming and World Government. Global Warming and World Government. Both of those DVDs are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on global warming. We've got a great book put up by Thomas Wood. It's called, actually published by Regnery, I think it is, but it's called, you know, Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming. So, and then we have another one called Climate Change, a la Gore. You need to have this information. You need to be able to discuss it intelligently. And you need to know that the media is controlled, because all of the media will tell you that global warming is a reality, whereas the truth of the matter is we're in a period of global cooling. We have been for 3 or 4 years now. Just look around. We had calls from Canada. It's still winter up in Canada. They still have snow on the ground in many areas there. So this is one of the coldest winters we've ever had, and but you'll never see that commented on by the controlled media in the United States. In fact, I was reading a book which covered Andrew Jackson's speeches, talks he gave in 1833. He was talking about how the central bank, the second bank of the United States, had actually bought up the support of the media. In 1833, they were already working to control the media, to control the reality of the American people. Which brings me, of course, to, and if you want to understand what's going on today, you really need, of course, to hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and get the book and circulate it. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus and circulate it. You need to hear my latest talk on the Financial Armageddon and get the syllabus and circulate it, because it actually contains Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837, as he talks about how the bank set out to destroy whole cities and communities and spread poverty and a sense of gloom across our nation. And as you read that and you think about what's going on today, it's like deja vu all over again. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our material. You need to understand there are powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. You need to get our four tapes out on the supernatural. You need to get, of course, our material on the secret mysteries. There are three very professionally done DVDs in the secret mystery series. You need to get the DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. It goes into, of course, the satanic influence within the music industry, but believe me, it's right there within the politics today. And you need to get one of our latest DVDs. It's called The Trilateral Commission and the Financial Crisis. It's by Pat Wood. Very good PowerPoint presentation. The Trilateral Commission, if you don't understand what they're doing, you don't understand who gives their orders to Barack Obama every day. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go there, listen to our internet programs, and please pray for Radio Liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate.